Jonathan Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Googling. It's a huge spy ring, Israeli Mossad spy ring that was, he was working inside the government, inside the Naval Department, and he was actually transferring secrets to the Israelis at the time about the U.S., the whole Middle East situation, and Russia, and so on and so forth, and South Africa. They've got him locked up forever. And U.S. government, I mean the government of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu and Leonard Milman and Larry Mizell and Daddy Bush, that control Bibi Netanyahu and control the Israeli government, APEC, are constantly trying to get this guy out of jail because he still holds secrets they want, okay? And there's more to Jonathan Pollard, but this is where the spy ring goes back. This is where this espionage goes back. And this is one of the reasons, you know, I was saying that they want to fulfill, you know, end-time prophecies. If you look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39 in your Bible, in the Old Testament, that's one prophecy that's got to be fulfilled in end times. That's really the pre-Armageddon battle that they're trying to create in the Middle East right now. And what they're, I mean, it's serious. And I had a U.S. general tell me 2 weeks ago, this was 2.5 weeks ago, this was before Russian Putin stepped in and put a stop to this, proving to the UN that that Obama and Kerry are trying to lie us into a war in behalf of this Illuminati. You know, a U.S. general told me that the birds are going to fly, meaning that the cruise missiles were going to hit first Syria. They would hit Iran. They would then retaliate against Israel, retaliate against other countries. Russia and China would jump in because they've said if you touch Iran or Syria, we're going to nuke America. I mean, they've made that quite clear. And people have to understand this. And this is World War III. And in Ezekiel, it says it wipes out a third of the planet when this war happens, a third of the population. They're trying to fulfill. These are evil people. These are aliens. They hate us, human beings. They are the fallen angels. They hate us. We have power and authority over them. As I said, you know, people have been snatched by them, scream, help Jesus, or I cast you out, I rebuke you in the name of Christ. Boom, they find themselves back on planet Earth on their feet. So, you know, there's a war that, we're all up against. But the problem is it's so infiltrated now in our governments that we're going to have to understand we must, those that answer to them, we must remove them to regain power. And the key to removing them is the recall. You did not vote them in. They control the voting machines and the numbers through satellites, electronic satellites. They control who gets in. It's time that we start removing these people. And it's easy to do. We can do it in the masses. And it's time that the masses start standing up against them. Nobody wants war. We don't want this situation to occur. And it's because they couldn't pull off the war. They know they're collapsing, as Dr. Preston James says, here in the next couple of years. They have such an infighting going on inside our government right now. Good guys beginning to stand up against them, and other governments worldwide recognizing what the problem is and standing up that they've robbed and looted so bad that, you know, they've got this battle happening, and they realize that they're not going to survive, you know, their control any longer. Unless they get rid of a huge block of population. It was recently told to me by someone inside U.S. intelligence that Daddy Bush himself said, F the American people, if they think they're going to come against me, he says, I'll just gas them all. And he says, gas all of America. And he said, then I'll send people in with suits to go collect the gold off their fingers and out of their jewelry boxes. And he said, I'll be the richest on the planet. Well, you know, $60 to $100 trillion this guy is worth. Milman's worth $60 to $100 trillion himself. Mizell, I've gotten reports that he's worth about $30 trillion. He's the lower end of the totem pole. The others that I mentioned earlier, Kissinger and Rockefeller and Rothschild and the different ones, they're all in that estimated net worth of $60 to $100 trillion. I mean, how much more do they have to have? And you know, stealing $5,000 trillion. From the people in the past 13 years and the governments through these artificial mortgages that were derivatized. I've asked, where did all that money go? They could have bought up the economies of the world three times over. And everybody keeps saying, Stu, it went off planet. Well, what do you mean off planet? Well, they're building this huge base on the moon, and they're building a huge base on Mars. The aliens are. So they're using that money to build these huge internal bases inside the planets themselves. So, and think about all the slave labor, the humans that are snatched, that are up there now being used as slave labor for their new agenda. So they don't care about planet Earth. I mean, you know, they're just getting their little flying saucer when the nukes fly, and they'll sit back and wait it out for a period of time.
I don't understand that, because it's like, bro, Mars sucks, all right? The moon sucks. It's cold. There's bugger all water, that, you know, you can't go fishing. There's frack all bugs and birds, and the, you know, the natural beauty of the Earth is just beyond compare within this solar system at the very least, and everything else just looks like crap by comparison. And they're going to sacrifice everything on here because they're so freaking psychotic that they just want control, and so they want to start afresh somewhere else with their new slave army. I mean, ugh.
It's because of the possession. You have to go back to the possession. And I'm convinced and been told that they are possessed. And this is the problem, this alien possession, which is the problem.
Have you noticed how we talk about possession, but what do we call the things that we own? Possessions.
Oh, possessions.
Yeah. Right? And it reminds me of a line from Fight Club, is that the things you own end up owning you. And there's something you said there about Daddy Bush, you know, saying, I'll be the richest motherfucker on Earth or whatever. I'll just gas everybody and take the gold out of their frickin' teeth. And, you know, that's precisely what's going on here, isn't it? You get so much wealth, so much power, that the wealth and the power is the thing that controls you. You don't control any of it.
That's what it is. It is greed and power that puts them into that position, because they just want more and more and more. I mean, I understand, you know, making money. I was a builder before my loans were cut off, you know, new homes when I was 22 years of age. I married that girl at 25, Leonard Melman's daughter. You know, my loans get cut off. Then I'm back into remodeling, you know, and doing stuff. You know, I wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to retire by the time I'm 40 years of age, you know, having other people run a company for me. I'd like to have been building 100 houses a year, but that isn't obviously the direction that God wanted me to go. I know that I'm being used. He's using you. He's using many people, Benny, to get the word out today and try to, you know, salvage the human race, because he doesn't want the race destroyed. I mean, you know, we're all his children. You know, we have two fathers. One's an earthly father and one's a heavenly father, and we have to understand that. A lot of people don't believe in God, and there's the problem. And I hear all this garbage out here, you know, about there's good aliens and there's bad aliens. No, there's no good aliens whatsoever. This is the enemy of the human race, period. And, you know, it takes a human for them to occupy, to possess, in order to take control and to do these things. I mean, if people read this one story I have up here on Veterans Today, it gives a, and on my website on stuweb.com, it says, Daddy Bush, the Illuminati Wizard of Oz. I think it gives a good explanation of what we're talking about. But, you know, they need to look at further, you know, Benny. I give credit to the veterans today, because many of them are military intelligence, okay? And, you know, they had asked me to be a columnist. I've known several of them for a number of years. And just like Dr. Preston James, I've known about him since 1990. We have several sources that were mutual, and I was given his number clear back in 1990, and he was given mine, but we never really touched base, should we say, hooked up until 6 months ago or so. But, you know, Veterans Today has become the number one alternative media site in the entire world now because of the truth that is being pumped out there. And I recommend everybody go there besides coming to my website, because I'm pumping a lot of stuff out that is not up on that site. And the other individuals that write for them, they have their websites as well. But, you know, collectively, it has become the number one site. And matter of fact, I was told the other day, and this was after I did some carpet runs, I call it carpet runs, and that's when you take a link and you go out there and you post all over the internet on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social medias and get the word out about a particular thing. I was doing it to try to stop the war, and it bundled up a whole bunch of links and stuff, proof and evidence of the sarin gas attacks by the rebels themselves, showing them themselves. And we're veterans today. Gordon Duff, I give him credit. It was almost like he more or less stopped the war. Where Putin stepped in from the evidence that was presented. And, you know, Gordon had said to me, he says, Stu, something's going on here. All of a sudden, we've, besides being the number one alternative, all of a sudden we're getting 1.2 million to 2 million hits per hour of people coming to the site. And I said, well, it's probably because of these carpet runs, and myself, several people that do it with me. I got to give credit to those people without mentioning their names. I ask them to carpet run some, and they take it out there, and they'll put it in 100 different places on the internet and spreads, and that's what it's about. It's like firing up, and that's what other people should be doing. But, you know, they're up to 2 million hits per hour now, which is tremendous. And so the word's getting out. This is mainstream media. Veterans Today is. It is a governmental website, so you can kind of see the government's turning against the government within. And, you know, this is...
Well, it's like the real government is turning up against the shadow government, in other words, at Veterans Today.